ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Bechoris is dedicated to Le'ili Nishmas Reb Rafael ben Reb Moshe.
Bechoris Daf Mem Dalet. Welcome back, everyone. We are dealing with the Mishnah of Einayim, the Solom that refers to the eyes. So one of the things that's mentioned in the Mishnah is Zagdon. So Mar explains, what does it mean, Zagdon? So Rav Huna pointed Chad Mididon v'Chad Mididu. Pointed on one of his eyes and one of Rav Yehuda's eyes. Ikbad Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda got angry because Rav Huna was pointing on him. So what did Rav Huna mean and why did Rav Yehuda get angry? Says Rashi, Chad Mididu v'Chad Mididan. Sheish lo ayin achas doim le'ein le'ein eila yoshin negdi. Ayin achas shali. Rav Yehuda, Hayu Yeshiv Kenegdai, Vayu Einam Mishunais. So Rav Yehuda had weird eyes, Rashi says. He doesn't tell us in what way they were strange, but the eyes of Rav Yehuda were strange. So Rav Huna was saying, a person has one eye like me, and one eye like Rav Yehuda, so that's a no. So according to Rashi, the Pshat of the Gemara is one regular eye and one strange eye. That is the mul of Zagdon. Taisus quotes Rashi, and Taisus argues, brings Rabbi Natan, his different shot of the Gemara, that Rav Yehuda was very tall, and Rav Huna was very short. So, Mamela, Rav Yehuda's eyes were larger than the average, and Rav Huna's eyes were shorter than average. So, a person that would have one eye like Rav Yehuda, and one eye like Rav Huna, that would be considered Zagdion, because the two eyes don't match. They're the similar size. One is a large eye, and one is a small eye. Because they have different properties of their size, that makes it Einei Shaveh V'Zarei Shelar. According to the Tosafot, we have to say that Yehuda got angry because they mentioned that he was very tall, that he's abnormally tall. According to Rashi, it's more simple why Rav Yehuda got angry, because they said that he has strange eyes. According to the Tosafot, there was nothing mentioned about the strangeness of the eyes of Rav Yehuda. Pashim Shad said the reason he got angry was because they mentioned that he's abnormally tall. Taiz goes on to say that even though we find that the shear of gadlus and katnus by eyes is deilik shel egel and ketanik shel afos, and here seemingly it was not as big as the egel or as small as the afos. How do we know that it was not that big? Taiz means to say that if it was that big, then we don't need that one of them was big and one of them was small. It's enough that one of them was big as Shalego. Why does here Rav Yehuda's eyes were big and Rav Huna's eyes were small? It's enough that to have one eye big or one eye small. Why here do we call the mum that one of them is big and one of them is small? If the eyes would be as big as an eagle or as small as an avos, that itself would be a mum. And even then would be mechal la'avoda, like it says in the previous parak, enough memum and vase. So if the eyes would have been so big as an egel or as so small as shalan avos, then you don't need the comparison, the discrepancy between them would be the mum, and one of them is big and one of them is small. It's just enough that one of them is regular and the other one is as big as an egel. So why did the why here do we need the change of the size of the eyes of both of them to make the mum? Says Taisvis that here Rav Yehuda's eyes were not as big as Shal Egel, and Rav Huna's eyes were not as small as Shal Avos. So each one of them itself would not be a mum. That's why we need both of them. And Rav Yehuda's were bigger than average, and Rav Huna's were smaller than average. So even though each one of them itself is not a problem, but the discrepancy between the one eye and the other eye, That's what makes it a problem as Einei Shaveh V'Zarei Shelar. That is a pshat of Taisus. So a couple of points here about this machlokes Rashi Taisus. We have two mahalakim in the sugya. Rashi learns that it means one eye is mishune and one eye is not mishune. And Taisus learns it means one is a little bit big, another is a little bit small. So the first point is Kivega earlier on the Memam and Beis, because the machlokes Rashi in the Rambam in pshat of the Mishnah there. That Einei Achas Gedolik Shel Egel. Rashi earlier in the beginning of the Masechta, Rashi says it means Gedoyle kishal egel oy ktane kishal afos. Each one in and of itself is a mum, according to Rashi. The one eye is regular, and the other one is gedoyle kishal egel. Or one eye is regular, and the other one is ktane kishal afos. That's how Rashi learns the Mishnah. However, the Rambam, when he quotes the Mishnah, in Halachos Yisurim Mizbeach, Parak Beis, Halacha Beis, and also the Tur, Siman Shintes, they quote the Mishnah as saying that Achas Delek Shal Egel, the Achas Tanak Shal Avos. The Hainu, we need both of them to make the move that's Mechal Lavoida. Both, that one eye is abnormally large and it's the size of an eagle, and the one is abnormally small and it's the size of an Avos. Only with both of them together is it Mechal Lavoida. That is that's the beginning of the Rambam. So in our Taisa, it's Mukha, that Taisa holds like Rashi. Because of Rambam points this out over here. That Taisa holds like Rashi, that it's enough that one of them is abnormally sized. Because again, Taisa asked that if one of them would be Kedela Kishal Ego, then we do not need the other ones to be small. It's enough that the other eye is regular, and the big eye is as big as Shal Ego. So more in Taisa, that the din of Achas Dela Kishal Ego refers to one of them being abnormally large, even though the other one is not abnormally small. So one of them is regular, the other one is Gedele Kishal Egel. That already makes the mum of the Mishnah there, the sixth Perek, which is Mechal Lavoida. But by us, neither of them itself would make the mum. So we needed the discrepancy between both of them, and one eye is larger than average, and the other is smaller than average. That discrepancy, so it makes a mum and makes it Eino Shava Bizarro Yishel Ara. That's clear that Taisus holds like Rashi. Another point here related to this machlokes between Rashi and Taisus by us is the Rambam also quotes says like Rashi. The Rambam in Perek Ches of Bias Mikta Shalach Avav also says like Rashi by us. Pshat Zagdoim is one of them is Mishune. One of them is Mishune Mishal Chaverta. So that's what makes the psul of Zagdoim. So the Likutei Halachos over here. In Ein Mishvat is Dalid, he brings down the opinions of Rashi and the Rambam. So he says that Lefi Rashi and the Rambam, we do not have any makar for the Chiddush of Tosfos that bigger than average and smaller than average make a problem. Well, the only thing we find as a problem is when they're Mishuneh. But if the problem is in the size. The size we need it to be gedolei kishal egel or ktanei kishal avos. Only that is called abnormally large or abnormally small. That's what Chabad Chaim says. So the Chazon Ish here, Tzibin Chavav, Tziv Katan Hei, quotes the Chabad Chaim, and he argues with him. He says that the psul in our mission is zagdoi. The psul of zagdoi means that the two eyes are not matim to one another. Two evarim are not matim. They don't go with one another. All right, if the psul is gedolei kishal egel or ktanei kishal avos, then we don't need to say that the psul is because it's zagdoim. It's not zagdoim because they don't shtim. The psul is because one of them is very big or the other one is very small. That itself is the moon. Right, the next Mishnah says that even if both eyes are big kishal egel or both of them are small kishal avos, it also is eimishal bizar shal aron. There it's not even zagdoim. There it's the two eyes going hand in hand. Problem is that they're both of them are very, very big. Both of them are very, very small. But by zagdoim, the problem is that the eyes don't shtim. They don't match with one another. So here, if you don't need them to be gedolei kishal egel, because then the problem would exist. But that itself would be a problem. And they're gedolei kishal egel, and even if both of them would be gedolei kishal egel, they would have problems. Elmai says the Chazon Ish that here everyone would agree to the din of Tosfos that one eye is larger than average and another eye is smaller than average. That also would be a problem of zagdoim, even though we did not get to the level of gedolei kishal egel. Another point about the din of zagdoim. So the Rambam says here in Pirshas Mishnah is the following: the yadua. Sheyesh beguf evarim doimim koinayim v'haznayim v'agabois v'zulasam. The guf has certain evarim that match one another. Eyes, ears, eyebrows. If you have any discrepancy between the two Eivarim, or in their color or their size, so Harei Oise Adam Bal Huanekra Soigdois Vish Gors Vish Korim Zagdos Yonu Baal HaShoini B'Shein Varim HaShir Darkam Shlo Yehi B'Neim Shoini. Two things that are supposed to go hand in hand, that are supposed to be Matimois Ish Alochiv, supposed to be similar with one to one another, and there is discrepancy amongst them. To add, that is the psul of Zagdei. So it says the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos. So the Chazon Ish here in Siman Chav Vav Sif Katan Hey says that the makor of the Rambam is that the Gemara says Kol Zuga Dulei Shavi Adodi. And then there's a zug which doesn't stim with one another. That's called Zagdei. So the Hainu means it's not only by the eyes, by any Eivarim, which are supposed to have a similarity, they're supposed to go hand in hand. There's a discrepancy amongst them that creates the mum of Zagdei. And the next Mishnah says that Einam Gdeilus Kshalegal Oiktanis Kshalavoz. It's also in a Shavu Bezara Shalare. So the Kuti Alochas earlier in the previous Perek, and there in Ein Mishpat Islamit, he says that Kol Shkinim Gdeilus Yaiser. He says that even if they're the size of an eagle, their apostle, it's in a shavu bezara shalare, says the Chofetz Chaim that if they'd be bigger than an eagle, then it's even more of a mum. He brings it the Yerushalmi here is mavur this way, that kol shekinim gdeilus kishal, if they're bigger than that of an eagle, then it's for sure problematic. The Chazon Ish, Siman Chafes Tivkat Yud Aleph, says that it's already well known that the Yerushalmi is mezuyef, Yerushalmi on kotshim. That was not actually written in the times of the Yerushalmi. And it's not Amorayim that are speaking there. So you have no right from the Yerushalmi. Kapi the Kufa Adin, the Chazon Ish says that you could say that Dafka, if they're doing to another min, is the mum here is because it looks similar to something else. It looks like an egel, or it looks like an avaz. Some things are so abnormal and they seem like another min, that's what makes the mum. Just the size itself might not be a mum. So very large eyes doesn't, because they don't look like the eyes of an eagle, so then that would not be a mum. The Mishnah also says that gufay gadol me'evarav v'katan me'evarav. So the Chazon Ish, Siman Chavav Siv Katan Tes, asks that when one's eyes are larger, that one's eyes are small, or the ears are bigger, small, or ma'ushbon and balgever, all these things the Mishnah lists off separately. Why are they not included in the klal of Gufa Gadol Me'evarav? Gufa Gadol Me'evarav includes that any time that there is a discrepancy between the size of the Guf and the size of the Evarav, a person has a regular sized Guf and its eyes are big or small, so that should be included in Gufa Gadol Me'evarav. Says the Chazon Ish that the Gufa Gadol Me'evarav applies only to Yadayim and Raglayim v'chadoyme. Rashi puts in Yadayim v'raglayim and Shoikov. Lashon HaKodesh, Raglayim means feet, and Shoikov means legs. These parts of the guf, the hands and the arms, the hands and the legs, and these things, it's included in Gufa Gadol Me'evarav. Why? Says the Chazon Ish, Shem Tomenik Vayim Kiti Goyde LaGuf. Always, the person that's big, his arms are big, his legs are big, and that's he's big also in those Eivarav. Mashengi says the Chazon Ish, Einayim osnayim vevari hazera mishtanim me'ish leish. There, you could have a person who's a big person, but his small eyes or small ears. These smaller evarim are not always decided based on the size of the person. Normally, a person that's big, so his larger evarim are also big with him. I know his arms and his legs also become big, but his eyes and ears and his vevari hazera. That's lav dafka goes to be the goydel of the person. So a person that's a larger person usual, but he has small eyes, so that would not make him gufa gadol me'evarav. That wouldn't classify as gufa gadol me'evarav. Because sometimes eyes are stam small. Eyes are not related to the size of the guf. So that's why the Mishnah has to give a different klal about the eyes and the ears, nevari azera, and things like that. There is different shear to make it big or small. It has to be gadol kashal egel, tana kashal avos. Those eyes are abnormally large for any person, though they're considered large. Or ktana kashal avos, for any person, those are considered small. So because these type of level gets out of the realm of any person's big and small, that becomes a mum. But as long as they're not out of the regular range of people's eyes or ears, then they're not considered a mum. Shaking arms and legs, so if a small person has very big arms, so that's a mum by him. Even though a person that's 5 feet has arms the size of a person who's 6 feet, then it's considered a mum. Even though a person who's 6 feet tall, that's regular. Because a small person is supposed to also have small arms. The fact that he has large arms, that's what makes it a mum for him. That's like the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish, we see in these Inyanim of Mumin, Chazon Ish had a very good understanding of the Gufim, of people and behemoths. He was able to explain a lot of the distinctions that we find in these sugyas. Right during the Mishnah says that Noshu Shinov is also a problem. It's in the Shavu Bezara Shalara. Before that, a person that loses his teeth, the whole soul is only because Eina Shavu Bezara Shalara, but it's not considered a mum. Therefore, if he does Avoida, he's not Mechal Avoida, because it's not considered a mum. As we said in yesterday's daf, that anything that's included in our Perek, within Eina Shavu Bezara Shalara, except, according to the sheet, the certain things that it says in the Mishnah, Zeu Givi in Omer Batoira, when it doesn't specify that, all of the psulim are in the shavu bezara shel aron, and not mechal avoida. Before that, losing teeth is not considered a mum. So, Tais in the beginning of the previous perek, the flam zayin and madalif different maschal ma prat. Tais asks that harei legabe eved he goes out to chirus when you knock out his tooth, because it's called the mum shabegali ve'inu chayzer. So why by behemah is not considered a mum by losing its teeth? Already we see in our mishnah. And the tool is only within Eina Shavu Bezara Shel Aron, but it's not considered a mum. So he says that you see that if our Mishnah calls it Eina Shavu Bezara Shel Aron, the Makar Chach, and when it says by behemoth, it says in the Mishnah, the previous Perek, it talks about the Chutim, Nifkamu, that's considered a mum, doesn't mean that the teeth fell out. Because you see in our Mishnah that teeth falling out is not considered a mum by behemoth, or only by Adam, because it's Eina Shavu Bezara Shel Aron. And why the Pshat in that Mishnah is referring to the Chani Chayim, to the gums. But by the teeth, there's no problem. Teeth is not considered a mum bichlal. So that's the question Taiz asks. Why is teeth not considered a mum? And by Eved, it is considered a mum. Taiz answers, by Eved, goli kro. By Eved is mufurish in the pasuk. When you knock at his tooth, he goes out to chirus. So it was a chirush that even though it's not considered a mum, by Adam or Behem, by Dini Kayhanim and Avoida, it's not considered a mum, but the Eved still goes out to chirus when you knock out his tooth. That says there in the beginning of the sixth parak. Before in Taisis, that Taisis learned from our Mishnah that losing teeth is not considered a mum. And the previous parak that talks about chutin is referring to chani chayim. That's before in our Taisis. However, the Rambam in Perashat Mishnah is there in the sixth parak. The Rambam brings the Yesha Imrim that the chutim are the shinayim. That's also before in the Rav in the sixth parak in Mishnah Dalad and in Mishnah Yud. That the pshat in the Mishnah about the chutin is the shinayim. So before that, there is a mum in the shinayim. So the pella from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah before that, when the shinayim fall out, the whole soul is only within Eina Shavu Bezara Shel Aron. But by behema, it's not possible b'chla. So the gra there in Mishnah is in the Chidush Shagra already asked this question. Chush Gedolim Oid. And the Rambam and the Rav from our Mishnah. So the Avnei Nezer in our Achayim Tzimin Kuf Laman Aleph Siv Katan Hey and the Evin Ozel Perkei Avias Mikdash Halach Adalad, they say Gebaldik Avert. They say the following, that an Adam is allowed to do Avoida even when he's a Zokin. Only when he's shaking he can't do Avoida, but even when he's a Zokin he's allowed to do Avoida. Harei Zokin, when a person gets older, the Teva is that a person's teeth fall out, start to fall out when he gets older. So we allow a zaken to avoida. So when the zaken does avoida, if he doesn't have teeth, we're going to say that he's eina shavu bezara shel aron. Hare a zaken himself is shavu bezara shel aron because there are old koyanim. He's allowed to do avoida, And it's the derech of the zakin to not have teeth. So there's no problem when the zakin doesn't have any teeth. That's Aleph. Mimela, who are then, if a person who's young loses his teeth, it's not considered a mum. Once we say that a kohen is kosher without teeth, the loss of teeth does not make a mum by the person. So mimela huadin, then by any kohen it does not make a mum. The only psul that we'll have by losing the teeth is midin ein shavah b'zara shel aron, but they're never going to be considered a mum. Nashenkin a behema, the Rambam writes perak aleph meitzer karbon halach yud aleph. That is zokin, that you shouldn't bring a carbon after it's 3 years old. So mimela, all behemoths that are brought as carbonas are going to be young. Because they're going to be young. So they normally have teeth. They normally have teeth. So then if it does not have teeth, it will be considered a mum. So here's one case where it's a mum by behemoth, not by adam. But it's not been long this said it's a mum by behemoth, not by adam. It's pashat tali in the din of when they are kosher. By behemoth, only machshir young behemoths to be brought. The zakin cannot be brought as a carbon. And it rates the derech of young behemoths to have teeth. So behemoth that does not have teeth is considered a mum. So it comes out that you have a chumra by behemoth, not by adam, but not in lomdis. It's based on their dinim. That a person, that is his hechsher, even when he's old, and the derech of old people is not to have teeth, mele is not considered a mum. Shengen by behemoth, it's hechsher, it's only when it's young. So therefore, it's considered a mum when it does not have teeth. That's the mahalach of Avnei Nezer and Rabbi Shazam. Some of the orders here of Rabbi Yashiv, he quotes from Avnei Nezer, this teretz, and he says that the teretz of Avnei Nezer. Harei, in Gemara Tzoyitun Daf Memvav, there's no psuk shonim legavi kotshim. Have a karbonus as old as you want. The carbon can be as old as you want, it's still kosher. The Rambam says only until three years. So the message is a Mishnah Melech in Parak Beit of Yisur Mitzbeach Halachavav. He deals with the issue of zakin by korbanos. Now the maskara of the Mishnah Melech is that the din de rice of zakin applies only by roisesis. Payment so old that it starts shaking like a person who's very old that shakes. So then it's possible. That's not midin shanim. It's not a certain amount of years. It's possible. It just got very old. It's different behemoths can get that stage at different ages in their life. But it's a sign of old age by behema. So that's what makes the soul of zakin, which passes. That the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph Ma'aser Karbonos. You don't bring a carbon after 3 years old. That's the soul of Rabbanan, says the Mishnah Melech. Melech, it's not possible. That's the heart of the Mishnah Melech. So, l'fi the Mishnah Melech, l'fi the Gemara in Saita, there's no soul of age by Karbonos, by behemas. So hadra kosher l'duchte, we lost the teretz of the achrayim that want to say the difference between person, people and behemoth, that people are kosher b'ziknusim, behemoths are possible b'ziknusim. The whole psul of behemoth b'ziknusim is only psul d'rabbanan l'maisa. That's that's Rabbi Yashar's question on Avnei Nezer and Mr. Dam. So Rabbi Yashar wants to say al derech achrayim, but a little bit of nusach achir, that says on the maisa the achrayim are right that people lose their teeth when they get old. But he says, Kimitum, by behemoth is not that way. Even an old behemoth doesn't lose its teeth the way that a person loses his teeth. So Mamela, even though we're machshir a zakin as a carbon, as long as it's not recessus, we're machshir a zakin as a carbon. But it's the derech for it to have always for behemoth to have teeth. So Mamela, behemoth does not have teeth, is considered a baal mum. Again, a person does not have teeth, is not considered a baal mum. The only soul is Eina Shaveh. Just to point out that we see a Dora here from Avnei Nezer and Rabbi Shalman, and also if you're Vayashiv, it comes out that a person is derech that his teeth fall out, and therefore it's not considered a mum by him. And yet, it's Ein Shavah B'Zara Shel Aron. There's a different Dora between a mum and Ein Shavah B'Zara Shel Aron. As long as it's normal for a person to not have teeth, then it's not a mum. A mum is there's something wrong with him, something abnormal, and it's out of the ordinary. Then it's considered a mum. Ein shavah b'zara shel aron is even in a normal occurrence, meaning a zakin who lemaisa's teeth fall out, beside his ziknus he's kosher, but he'll be posel lemaisa because ein shavah b'zara shel aron. He won't be mechal l'avoda But it'll be the soul of Enoshov of Zara Shalara. So we see that there's a different taich, a different Hagdara in Enoshov of Zara Shalara. There it's Roy Vizara Shalara look this way. So the Maisa, most Kayanim do have their teeth in. It's true, there is 5% of Kayanim, the old Kayanim, that have lost their teeth. Because most Kayanim look this have teeth, and they have not yet lost their teeth, so it's considered in the Shabbat Zara Shalaran. It has to be similar to most Zara Shalaran. As long as normal Kayanim, Roy of the Kayanim, don't look this way, they do have teeth. So a Kayan that does not have teeth, it's already in the Shabbat Zara Shalaran. So Akopana, just to summarize what we saw here about the Indian of the teeth, is that Tais in the meaning of the sixth paragraph of Lamazayin and Aleph is Mechich from our Mishnah, that there's no movement by teeth, even by Behemah. And referring to Chutim there, it's referring to the Chanichayim and not to the Shinayim. The Rambam and the Rav say the Mishnah there is referring to teeth. So maybe the Gra asks, that's connected to our Mishnah. Now our Mishnah is Mavur, that the pull is only because Eino Shaveh B'Zara Shalaren. So the Tzaret that we found is that there's a difference between Adam and Behemah. The Achronim, the Avnei Nezer and Mr. Zalman want to say that by a person who's kosher b'zikna, so it's not a mum, Mashenken Behemah, which is possible b'zikna. Anyway, we don't have a Behemah that got old and lost its teeth. So therefore, it's not considered a mum. And Rabbi Yashiv said that the different derech, that Behemah, the derech, even when it gets old, its teeth do not fall out. And never by Behemah it's considered a mum. Even though the Gabi Adam, it is not considered a mum. Another point here, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Moshe Rabbeinu Etzer Amos Haya. Shnei Mar Yifrei says, Oyel Ala Mishkan, Mi Pirsoi, Moshe Rabbeinu Pirsoi. Because if Etzer Amos Erech HaKoresh. You know that Moshe Rabbeinu is 10 Amos tall, because who else put on the Uriah? It says, the Moshe put on the Uriah. It must be that he was 10 Amos, and the Uriah, because the Uriah were 10 Amos. So in Sefer Pardes Yosef, in Shmois, Perek Mem, Pasuk Tes, here on this Pasuk, he asks, so what's the raya? All right, what happens? What do you do when you need to get something on a tall shelf? You need to put up your sukkah, which is tall. You stand on a chair, you stand on a ladder, and that's how you get there. So that's the same thing by Moshe Rabbeinu. Actually, the Moshe Rabbeinu was 5 amos taller, some other height. And we need to put up the urias, so he stood on a chair, and he put up the urias that were 10 amos tall. Good question. Says the Paradis Yosef that the Teretz is putting up the Uriah had a din of Avoida. And Avoida, we know, the Mishnah says in Zvachim, you need to have Ragel of Alaritzba. If you need to be on the floor when you're doing Avoida, you can't stand on a chair or on your friend's foot or on anything else when you're doing Avoida. You need to have your feet on the floor. So Melam Ba'akorach Moshe Rabbeinu is standing on the floor. And he still put up the Uriahs. In Cain, it must be that he was 10 amos tall. So he adds in the part of Joseph adds in, that's Pshat in the Lashon, the Gemara by us. Gemara says, Mi Pirasoi? Moshe Rabbeinu Pirasai. What's the Shaka title? Who put it up? Moshe Rabbeinu put it up. I mean, the pasuk is going on Moshe. And if the Gemara just wanted to speak that out specifically, because in this pasuk itself, it's not quoted that Moshe did it. It's said earlier, it's referring to Moshe. But even if the Gemara wants to speak that out, Lahedia, it's referring to Moshe. The Gemara should say, Moshe Rabbeinu Pirasai. What's the Mi Pirasai? Moshe Rabbeinu Pirasai. So says the Paradis Yosef. And the Gemara is asking that, hooray, it's an avoida to put up the Urias. So who could have done it? You could have understood that whoever did it stood on a chair. But it's an avoida. So who could have done such an avoida? Moshe Rabbeinu could do such an avoida. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 amos tall. Component that the Paradis Yosef learns that putting up the Urias also at the end of avoida needs to be on the floor. And that was right, the Gemara. Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 amos tall. Oh. So the Gemara goes right to the Gemara asks, if Moshe Rabbeinu is 10 amos tall, in Cain as he's Moshe Rabbeinu balmu, then kufa gadol meivarav, I katan meivarav. Moshe was 10 amos, meaning he had 10, his height was 10 times the size of his arms, and he'd be a balmum because he had small arms in relationship to his guf. So the Gemara says, no, and he was 10 amos al kodesh. And he was 10 of the regular size amos, but his arms were also very long. So the Melon, he was not considered a Balmu. So a few hours here on this Shakutari of the Gemara. First question is, who cares if Moshe Rabbeinu was a Balmu? Let's say he was a Balmu. So what? If there's any problem with Moshe Rabbeinu, he was a Levi, he wasn't a Kohen. What's the problem with Moshe Rabbeinu being a Balmu? So you have a similar Gemara, it says that you're based in the beats. That the Gemara there says that if, on the Pasuk in Parsha Shemites, V'nei Nar Boichen, that Koyloi Kinar, even when Moshe was a baby, he still sounded like a Nar, like an older boy. So Mar asked him, Kain, I see to a Balmu. Come to say that Moshe Rabbeinu is a Balmu. So Rashi says there in Saita, who Levi, the Nisso B'Koyl Avodas Hashir. That a Levi, he has his voice has to be right. If his voice is off, then he's puzzled. So if you make Moshe Rabbeinu as if you say that Moshe Rabbeinu's voice was not the same, was not the right type of voice for the age that he was, then he's a Balmum Lagabe Shir. So how we understand the Gemara there? Because for Moshe, for Avodas Leviyah, he couldn't have been a Balmum. Ravidus Levia. But the Sukhba is the Sukhba Kahuna. Ain't a Shabbat Bazar Shalanra. So who cares that Moshe Rabbeinu would be a Balmu? So Biskrabin Stencils here says that Peter Gemara and Zvaran of Kufalif, Moshe Rabbeinu is Shimesh Bekahuna Gedoyla Kolar Boy Mishana. Moshe Rabbeinu had a din of a Kohen Gadol. He was allowed to do Avodah Midin Kohen Gadol. Moshe also had a din of a Kohen. So Meir the Gemara asks that if Moshe Rabbeinu was much taller than the proper size of his arms, then he's making a Baal Mum, and he would not be able to do Avodah. So the question of the Gemara is, Mitzad Adin Avodah Moshe Rabbeinu. So some before like this in the Shita, Shibi B'chini Paris, we'll see soon, it can also be understood that it was Mitzad Adin Avodah of Moshe Rabbeinu. So there's a Chiddush here in the Shpiskarav that is Shaykh Ladin of Ein Hashem V'Zahar Shal Aaron by Moshe Rabbeinu. Even if Moshe was a Kohen, but he wasn't Mi'arun Ubanav. This pasuk was said that Ein Hashem V'Zahar Shal Aaron. Moshe anyway was Ein Hashem Shal Aaron. So Mechateti, the psul would apply to Moshe Rabbeinu. Similarly, we see in the Gemara in Zvachman Afkov Bezim and Aleph, Gemara says here that even on the time that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen, but he was possible from Arus Negoyim, because Arun Ubanav Ksivi Baparashim. So we see that the Arun Ubanav, the Torah says Aaron, it's not only a reference to Kohanim, but it's Kipshutei Mamish, Aaron Ubanav Mamish. That these dinim were only said by Aaron Ubanav. So just like the din of Maris Negoyim, it's only said by Aaron Ubanav. So Melu, who had din the soul of our Mishnah, should only apply to Aaron Ubanav. It should not apply to Moshe Rabbeinu, even if he had the din of a Kohen. So Minchas Arum over here answers that the din of Mumin is not a unique din to Kahuna Dafka. Have you seen the Gemara in Zvachim, the beginning of the second parak, and the end of the Masechta, we quoted this yesterday, that the psul of Mum applies even to a Bama. A Bama, a Zar is allowed to do Avodah. And yet, a Baal Mum, being Koyin, being Zar, is possible in a Bama. Ba Karachach, the Iker din of Mum was not said as a din in Kahuna, rather it was said as a din in Avodah. And a Baal Mum is possible for Avodah. It doesn't matter who he is. So because Iker Din of Mum was said as Avodah, so anyone that has a Hechsher Avodah, him it's Noyig V'dinei Mumin. So Moshe Rabbeinu, who had a Hechsher Avodah, Midin Koyin, so also by him, it was Noyig the din of Mumin that passed by Kuna, even the din of Ein Hashem V'Zahar Shel Aaron. The drush of Ein Hashem V'Zahar Shel Aaron doesn't mean a unique din in Kahuna. Rather, it means that anyone that does Avodah has to be similar to the Kohanim. The Pasuk said in the Lashon of Zahar Shel Aaron, the Iker Vard means the Kohanim. Has to be similar to the other Kohanim. And Moshe Rabbeinu was dissimilar to the other Kohanim. Meila, he had the psul of Ein Hashem V'Zahar Shel Aaron. The Minchas Avraham brings from his father in the Sefer Har Ephraim, Parshas Yisrael. And then that deals with the question of the Zayis Ranun. The Zayis Ranun asks, how could Yisrael bring Tzipora back to Moshe? Part of the meaning of Parshas Yisrael, Achar Shiluchiha, Pasha means after he divorced her, Shilcha Mibesai. Moshe went back to Mitzrayim, he divorced Tzipora. As his eyes ran on, that a Kohen is Osir Negrusha. Moshe Rabbeinu had a din Kohen. So maybe it's Osir Negrusha. How was he allowed to remarry Tzipora? The interest of Har Ephraim, by the din of Grusha, it says Aaron. Aaron Ubanav Tzivi Baparasha. It's not a thing that applies to Kohanim, rather it applies to Aaron Ubanov. And the Maisa, Maisha was not Aaron Ubanov. So he didn't have the Isser of Grusha. So in Neila, he's allowed to marry Tzipora. That says the Har Ephraim. So I had a Shimon Hor saying over here. Here we say that it's a din that applies to Kayhanim. Teretz is the same Yisoid. That here, the Iker din of Baal Mum was a din that was said to Zarim also. The Yisoid din was a din of all Mum, was a din in Hechshir Avoida. The Neila, anyone that has din of Kahuna, by him it applies the Psulim of Avoida of Mumin. Shein Kain, din of Grusha, or the din of Maris Negoyim, there it's Dafka Aaron Ubanov TV Babarisha. Nemela, it's not applied to Moshe Rabbeinu. Like we mentioned yesterday from Rav Yisro Zalman, the Iker Din of Enoshav Bizarre Shalaroin, that he learns that the din applies only to Kayhanim, something that's unique to Kayhanim. But by when the Tsar does Avoida Bibama, so it only applies in the Psulim of Baal Mum Mamish. Psulim of Ar Perak do not apply to Avoida Zar. It's not a mum bechefzeh. It's only because the yichud of the kohanim that these things are problematic by them. So lefizeh lochayro, my Moshe Rabbeinu, who wasn't a kohen, he wasn't Aaron Ubanov, it would not apply to him the psulim of kahuna of enoshav bezdar shel Aaron. However, yesh lechalik that it could be that Rish Zalman could agree to this word of the Biskarav. Rish Zalman is talking about a zar who do avoid in a bama. There, he's not doing avoida mitzatim that's unique about him. Anyone is allowed to do avoida in bama. So also a zar can do avoida in bama. So that you don't need anything to stand out, to make him special, to make any unique kedusha to avoid in a bama. The Neila, even if he has something which makes him einish of a zar shalara and he has big eyes, or any other problem, so he could still do avoida. As long as he doesn't have a mum, which is a lehedyudika problem, he could still do avoida. That's the vart of Rabbi Zalman. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't a zar. Moshe Rabbeinu was allowed to avoid in the Mishkan. A zar cannot avoid in the Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu had the maila of a kohen, even though he wasn't from Aaron's family. That was the uniqueness of Moshe Rabbeinu. The maila, the psulim of kohanim could apply to Moshe Rabbeinu, even though Aaron Ubanov tzivi b'parsha. Chazal understood that it doesn't apply uniquely to Aaron Ubanov. It was said by Aaron Ubanov because they're the ones that are doing Avoida. But it applies also to anyone that does Avoida in the Mikdash. Avoida in the Mikdash needs a special type of person. A person that has unique Kedusha, that has something special about him. So anyone like that has on him also these Psulim, which are in the Shavim Zav Shel Aaron. He has to live up to his Kedusha, to who he is. The order of his Zalman was a unique word that was said that didn't that apply even to Zarim. Moshe Rabbeinu here was not midin zar. But in that, Akubon, that's one third to the Biskarov. They're going here midin avoida. We'll see very soon that's also in the Shittas Mavur like this. Teretz to the Biskarov. Biskarov enters also another teretz. That's midin Sanhedrin. Moshe Rabbeinu was on Sanhedrin. Mar said Sanhedrin that the Dayanim on the Sanhedrin can't be Bali Mumin. So this teretz was already found in the Chassam Sofer. In Chulin Daf Chav Dalet, it also says it's Teretz. Psulim Moshe Rabbeinu was Midin Sanhedrin. So this is a much bigger Chiddush. Here it's saying that even in the Psulim of Sanhedrin also applies to the Din of Einish Shavah B'Zara Shel Aaron. That's a tremendous Chiddush. Because the most of these things are, for sure, according to Rashi, since so we mentioned yesterday, Einish Shavah B'Zara Shel Aaron is not Midin Mum. It's rather, the only time that you need a Mum is someone who's Shavah B'Zara Shel Aaron. Someone who's Ein Shavu Zara Shel Aaron is any Pasul Avoida, even though he does not have a Mum. We don't find that it's called a Mum. And even if the Rambam, that we mentioned yesterday, that the Gedder of Ein Shavu Zara Shel Aaron is a Mum, it's not as Chomer of a Mum as the Mum that we said in the previous Perek. It's also Midin Mum. But the Mum is Klape Aaron Ubanov. And even if it applies to anyone that does Avoida, like Moshe Rabbeinu, but it's a Psul that was said Klape Avoida in the Mikdash. It's not a b'cheftza mum. It's a mum that was said l'gabi avoid in the mikdash. Hare, by a carbon, it does not passel. If it would be a cheftza shel mum, then it would apply passel by a carbon also. Well, it's unique thing that was said by kohanim in their avoida. And definitely, if you're a bitcher zalman, that it doesn't apply to a zar and a bamba, and the harkol shkem should not apply to Sanhedrin. So that's a very big chiddush of the Chassam Sofer and the Biskarov. also by Sanhedrin, also applies the din of Ein Shave Bizaroi Shel Aaron. As he said, that's Chiddush, and Rosh Zalman would definitely argue on such a Chiddush. Now come to the question of the Shita, Shem Rabbeinu Yechiel. May I say, the Shita is, if you have an old Gemara, you don't have such a Shita, Mekubetz on the side. In the Oizvadra Gemaras, they quote this Shita. It's already, the same that's printed a while ago, of the correct gears, the full gears of the Shita Mekubetz on Bechiris. And the Gemaras, they don't have the whole Shita. And the Oizvadra, they bring in some interesting things from the old gears, the different gears in the Shita. So I made a mistake earlier. I thought this Shita was right to the Brisker Rav L'maisa. It's unrelated to the Brisker Rav. The Yidin of why Moshe Rabbeinu was a Baal Mum. That was a mistake. It's unrelated. But the Shita here asks the question, Moshe Rabbeinu Yechiel. How could Moshe able to do Avoida? Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 amos tall. So how was he able to go into the Oil Moy to do Avoida? The Ayuriyats themselves were 10 amos. How does he fit it? Elamai, you'll say, the Moshe Rabbeinu bent down a little bit when he did Avoida. Says the Shita, if you bent down, Harid Begadim Negroras ala Ritzpa. If you bend down when you're doing Avoida, so then it makes that your clothes touch the floor. They're dragging on the floor. And that's possible, like before in the Gemara in Pesachim. She can be thus, so it has to be, you can't touch the floor, it has to be exactly the height of the Kohen. If the Begadim are dragging on the floor, then it's possible. Says the Shita, Kofaf Reisha Iksas. He bent his head down a little bit when he went in to do Avoida. And that's how he was able to Avoida. Bending his head down wouldn't make that his clothes would drag on the floor. That's how he was able to do Avoida. I saw in the Ars of Rabbi Yashiv, another Teretz, that when Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 amos tall, doesn't mean that he was mamish 10 amos tall. It means that he was kimat 10 amos tall. Therefore, he was able to put up the Urias, which were 10 amos. Someone can put up things that are a little bit higher than his body is. He has arms. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu was able to put them up, but it doesn't mean that he himself was 10 amos tall. Never he was able to fit into the Mishkan without bending down. That's the Mahalach of Rabbi Yashiv. Another aura here by Moshe Rabbeinu is from the Mishnah later on in Daf Memhei and Beis. Says another thing that's in the Shabbat Bizarre Shal Aaron is a kapach. And Rav Papa explains in the Gemara, Baricha Shmita Sanya. So Rashi explains that he's very tall, but he's also very, very skinny. So his Ein Shav Bizar Shalar, normally if a person is tall, he's very big, so his whole body is big. His weight also goes proportionate to his height. The person who's just very, very, is only tall, but his weight is not proportionate to that, so that is Ein Shav Bizar Shalar. That's the opinion of Rashi. However, the Rambam, in Perek Ches of Bias Miktosh, Halach Yudalad, brings down Ha'oruch B'yoyser. Someone who's very tall is an Ein Shav Bizar Shal Aaron. The Rambam doesn't make any mention of his weight. That itself, that he's very tall, is a problem. So the Radvaz there in the Rambam asks that what do we do with back to our sugya and Daf Dalam and Aleph? In Kain Shavisa L'Moshe Rabbeinu Baal Mum. I mean, our Moshe Rabbeinu is 10 amos tall. We've never seen anyone 10 amos tall. The Rambam is 15 feet or 20 feet. It's very, very tall. So that's a vada, that's called Aruch B'Yoyser. So why is Moshe Rabbeinu not considered a Baal Mum? Mitzad his godless. Bisham Lefi Rashi, we can say that Moshe Rabbeinu was, although he was very tall, but he was also, his weight was proportionate to that. So it wasn't abnormal. But according to the Rambam, that just the godless itself is a Mum. So what do we say about Moshe Rabbeinu? So it's just the Radvaz that even the other people that were in the door of Moshe Rabbeinu were also tall. Close to Moshe Rabbeinu, not mamish his height, but close to his height. Moshe Rabbeinu, he wasn't that much taller than everyone else. Everyone else was close to the height of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was a little bit taller, so he was able to put up, as in the Radvaz, Moshe Rabbeinu was also very strong, and that's why he was able to put up the Urias. Add on to the Radvaz, to the Gemara and Shabbos of Tari Beis, the Gemara there learns from Moshe Rabbeinu that he was 10 amos tall, so the other Levim were 10 amos tall. We're talking about carrying the Kalim of the Mishkan. Before that, it wasn't unique to Moshe Rabbeinu, but people in his time were tall.
So Mela, according to the height of the people in his time, he was not considered a Balmu. That's the territory of the Red Vets. So in the Arzim from Yashiv, he points out that if everyone was very tall, let's say 8 Amas was the height, and 8 of our Amas was the height of the average person then how come the Amash al-Kodesh is the size of our Amas? Amash al-Kodesh should be much bigger. It should be however size the average of person was in times of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because that's when it was Nikva, the size of the Amah. Amash was Kafi, those Amas, Kafi, the size of people in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Rabbi Yashiv says that the Lechem Mishnah means the answer was not that the average person was 8 Amas tall. The average person was the size of the average person in our generation. But there were people that were taller. It wasn't out of the ordinary for people to be taller. Let's say the average person was the size of our people. 10% of the people were 8 Amas tall. So the Amo was Nikva Kafi Roiv Bnei Adam. But there were people that were 8 or 9 Amas tall. So Moshe Rabbeinu was taller than those tall people. But because people were anyway so big, there were some people that were so big, so it's not considered a Balmu. Another point here, in the Amishah Gemara says that Eitz She'ein LeKarnayim, or Rachel She'esh LeKarnayim, or Sheikh Malayim B'Mikdash. Even though it seems like a mum, it's not really a mum, therefore it's kosher. You can actually make it as a carbon. So the Maitza, this Rachel, is abnormal. It has Karnayim, has horns, which normally Rachel does not have horns. And yet it's still kosher. Tofnas Paneach, Netinyona Amud LaAmetes, he asks that there's a psul called Sarua, or Nidme, early in the Gimel Manbez, that one behemah has a Yivarim that look like another behemah, that itself is a mum. That's Kishal Chazir, Kishal Avoz, I'll see you there. But if it has some one ear that looks like another behemah, that already makes it a mum. That's the opinion of Rashi and of Kimmel and Bez. It takes in of Zayinim and Aleph. Called Shinui Choshev Nidme. Any Aver that looks like that of another Behema is called Nidme. And it's Nidme Bemiksa Simonim, which is a Mo. So why by these Karnayim? Why by the Rochel Sheyesh Lo Karnayim? Why is it not Pasol? Because of Nidme. Says the Tzofnas Paneach that there are some Ivarim of the Guf. The eyes, the ears, the nose. Ivarim of the Guf. Here we're talking about the horns. The horns are not considered a chilek of the guf. Something that grows off of the guf. It's not the guf mamish. And there we don't have the psul of nidme v'miksa simonim to make it into a mo. Another point here in the Gemara Amud Beis. Gemara says that Shmua b'shapsa de rigla, which is darshening, so you need to be matil mai. And negidu le glima, put up a mechitza, a beged, that people wouldn't see, and then he was matimai, and he went on with his year. So the Moruksia, in Timid Kufnun Aleph, he brings a raya from our Gemara that when one needs to, one is allowed to be matimai in Beis HaKnesses. There's no Isser in the Tzad Beis HaKnesses alone. There's no Isser to be matimai. Then he brings a raya from our Gemara. But he asks a question from another Gemara by Shmuel himself. Shmuel in Nida, that Yud Gimel, says here that Shmuel needed to be matil mayim, and he was on the roof of a shul, and he didn't do it. One part of the Gemara was because of Biasusa de Shechina. It's a makom of the Shechina, it's a shul. There was also to be matil mayim. So we see that in the Beis HaKnesses, even on the roof of a Beis HaKnesses, also to be matil mayim. Kol shekein in the basic nets itself. So what's shrouded in the stira in the Hanhaga of Shmuel? So the first heresy says, Mishum Daichak, is that here he was into a navit, into some sort of kli. And therefore it wasn't such a stira to the kedusha of the basic nets. Shekein on the roof, normally there's not a kli, so that is a stira to the kedusha of the basic nets. That's the first heresy of the Moruksia. Second heresy says, is that the Gag of the Beis HaKnesses has more Kedusha than the Beis HaKnesses itself. Because the Beis HaKnesses is Karka Oilo. The floor that you're standing on is Karka Oilo. So even though you're inside of a shul, but because the floor itself, the Atolas Mayim, the Meraglayim, are not going on to a Makom that has the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses, So there's no Isra Meker Adin. Hashem came the roof of a Beis HaKnesses because it's not Karka Olam. So it already has the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses on it. So Mamela, it's Aser to be Matil Mayim on the roof of a Beis HaKnesses. Another point in the Gemara here is the Gemara says that a person that needs to be Matil Mayim and he holds himself back, he's over lo yebecha akar v'akar. He's going to make that he cannot have children. That's what it's a chumer that you have to be makbid on to be worried about this lo yebecha akar. So the Yireim in Siman Reish is medayik that the Gemara is only worried that the person will not be able to have children, but it's mashma that he's still mutter lovei b'kal, still mutter b'ishtoi, even once he's made himself an ochr. Says the Yireim that because all he is an ochr, he's not a krus shofcha. So meila, he's mutter bakal, still mutter beishtoi. So the Sheolu Meshiv in Kamo, Chelakal of Simir Kuf Saribes, Dirimastal Parsha Sovoy, explains what shot, why is he taka mutter bakal. Says that a psua daka, so when there's a kilko in Eivori Azara, something's wrong with the Ivarim themselves. Here, it's only Nistam, the Shvil Azera. There's no kilkel in the guf of the Ivarim, externally in the Ivarim. There's no kilkel. So Mela, he doesn't have the name of Psua Dak. As on the Shalom Eshev, that I mean, there's a man, Omer Nivomis, that holds, but also Psua Dak of Yeshamaim is Asr. And there, Lachari has no kilkel in his Ivari Azera. Says the Shalom Eshev in the Hanami, that man, Omer holds, because he cannot have children, is possible bakal. But here, the fact that the person became an okar doesn't mean that he cannot have children. All right, we see the avos, you know, they were akarim. Avraham Avinu was an okar, and so they were able to have children. Anything which is a suffik doesn't make him into a psua daka. So here, they still decide that he could have children, and therefore he is kosher lava bakal. That's the explanation of the Sholom Eshev. He chazanish. And Evan Ezra Simon Tazvavs of Kotin Yodzayin explains a little bit differently. The Alamant Omar that Psuadak Vene Shamayim is Osir. Why that here it's still Mutter? Says the Chazanish that Psuadaka is Aide Choyli. Hainusha Neket Hivsid Esharusu Lohilid. There the Neket itself lost the ability to have children. Here, says the Chazanish, the Nekev is Yochel Lohilid. A Choyli Apnimi Machmashes Apik. The whole person became a little bit weaker and he's not able to have children, but it's not nothing is problematic in the neck itself. And therefore, the person is not considered a psua daka. Another point in the Mishnah later on in the Amud, what is Maroyach Oshach in the Torah? Tanakam says, Mishi ain't my beitzim, I ain't my labetsu achas. Raise the Maroyach Oshach Omer Batorah. And Mishmol adds on, Kol Sheni Moichu HaShochav, it's also called the Meroyach Oshach. So the Rambam explains, Rambam in Parakhes, Vyas Mitzvah Shalach Yerbez, says, Mishen Nimrochu HaShochav. Kapodim Zavur in the Rambam, that he says HaShochav, to both of them. So the Kesemishen there is Medayik, that only if Nimrochu Shneim, is there a problem? If Nimrochu Achas Mehem, then it's not a problem. Even though we see in the mission of the Tanakhama, that Beit Ha'achat is the problem, not only when it's lacking entirely, but when it's Nimruchu, but the Beit are still there, then the problem only applies to both of them, but on one of them it's not a problem. That's the opinion of the Ketzel Mishnah, but that's the Rambam. The Kutei Halachos here asks, we see that each Tana is coming to add on to the previous one. So in Cain, if Tanakhama said that already Beit Ha'achat is the problem, and Rishmol came to say that by Nimruchu, the Pshat of Rishmol is, and even if it's Nimrach Achas Mehem, it's already a problem. Maisi brings this mafurish from the Rambam, Perak Zayin of Yath Mikdash Alachachas. And then if Nimrach applies even to one, the Rambam says, Misha Nimrachu Abeitim Shaloi Oy Achas Mehem. See that even in one of them, it's already called Nimrachu. And that makes a problem. Because Aura Gedoyla in the Kesha Mishnah, Furashim, that this didn't apply even to one. And Rabbi Chanina ben Atigano, he says the pshat in the Mishnah is Shemarov Chashuchim. That's the pshat in Meroyach Oshach, and the Torah is Marov Chashuchim. Rashi says, what is Mimar Chashuchim? Rashi says, Shushachor Kekushi. That he's black, like a person from Africa, from Ethiopia. That's the Marav Chashuch. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnah Zohar says that he's shachar, ain't a shachar legamri. Darkish already is enough. He doesn't have to be mamish black. That already makes him like ain't a shachar bizarre shalar. So the Rishon Letzion on the Mishnah is inside the Mishnah is yes on the Rambam. Then the Gemara asks on Rav Chanina ben Tikvah, "Is Hainu Kushi?" Then from Rav Chanina ben Tikvah, "Is Loitani Kushi?" Hare Lefi the Rambam, it's not a Kushi. Lefi the Rambam, we're talking about a lower level of dark that did not yet get to the level of Kushi. So what's the Gemara's question of Hainu Kushi? So the Chazon Ish here in Siman Chavav Zukatan Hey says that to answer the Rambam, he says also, "Stam, why did the Rambam have to tell us how dark his skin is? Why is that important to the Rambam to tell us exactly how dark the skin is?" Says the Chazon Ish, the Rambam learned that Gufu is a shakotari of the Gemara. Gemara said, "Hainu kushi," that why are you saying that the din is Meroyach Oshech, which is a mum that's said in the Torah? I mean, all it is kushi, which is Einish Avim Bezara Shal Aaron. Interesting, the Gemara, Rabbi Chanina ben Tikvah's Loitani kushi doesn't mean like Rashi that he took it out of the Mishnah later on. Rather, the Pshat is that it's even in the Mishnah later on. A kushi, the soul is only because Einish Avim Bezara Shal Aaron. But Marav Hashuchin is different, and that's Takomu. It's what's interesting about this Pshat and Chazon Ish is that Akushi Lamaisa is more black. Akushi is more black, but there are people that are Kushim. But a person that's dark, but doesn't look like Akushi, so that's considered a mum. There's no one that looks like that. So that's considered a mum, and that's even Mechala Lavoida. Adkan for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.